It's Friday, July 31st. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. A new report shows the average wage needed for Hoosiers to comfortably rent a two-bedroom apartment continues to climb. Indiana is expanding access to GLP-1s, the diabetes and weight loss medications, to members of the state's Medicaid program. And Gen Con, the largest tabletop gaming convention in North America, is back in Indianapolis. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. A new report shows the average wage needed for Hoosiers to comfortably rent a two-bedroom apartment continues to climb. Jill Sheridan has more.
The report from Prosperity Indiana finds the fair market rent for a two-bedroom apartment in Indiana is $1,255 a month. A renter needs to make more than $24 an hour to afford housing without paying more than 30% of their income. That's $5 more than calculated in the group's 2023 report. Aspen Clemens is executive director of Prosperity Indiana.
Rents are growing at a pace that's much faster than renter wages are growing here in the state. So much so that the average household has about $7,700 less annually in purchasing power compared to just 3 years ago.
The report highlights the affordability trend across all regions in the state and urges policymakers to adopt measures to help Hoosiers afford housing. I'm Jill Sheridan in Indianapolis.
Indiana is expanding access to GLP-1s, the diabetes and weight loss medications, to members of the state's Medicaid program. As WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, the expansion is part of a federal pilot to allow more Medicaid enrollees to access weight loss medication.
Before the launch of this new federal program, states could opt into covering weight loss drugs, with only about a dozen states doing so. States have traditionally covered GLP-1s for treating diabetes, but not obesity. Elizabeth Williams is with KFF, a health policy and research organization. She says GLP-1s are costly medications.
If Medicaid doesn't cover, you know, GLP-1s for obesity, it's likely that folks, these low-income folks, will not be able to access them any other way.
It will cost the state roughly $85 per patient per month to cover GLP-1s. According to Williams, about 4 in 10 Medicaid members have obesity nationwide. I'm Ben Thorpe in Indianapolis.
Gen Con, the largest tabletop gaming convention in North America, is back in Indianapolis for 4 days. WFYI's Zach Castle reports.
Last year, almost 72,000 people showed up in Indianapolis for the annual gaming convention. The organization estimates it had an over $82 million economic impact. This year, Gen Con is sold out again, with no additional badges available. Attendees will fill the Indiana Convention Center and other spaces for gaming, shopping, writing workshops, and the annual costume contest and parade. The convention this year also expands into Victory Field. A 1,000-drone light show is planned for Saturday night, hosted by gaming publisher Wizards of the Coast. The convention is partnering with two organizations for its annual charity program, including the Indianapolis-based support group Immigrant Welcome Center. I'm Zach Castle in Indianapolis.
The convention runs from Thursday, July 30th through Sunday, August 2nd. Elementary and middle school students took the state's standardized test over the last year, but the results have yet to be released. WFYI's Caroline Beck has more on why.
The iLearn exam measures student growth in grades 3 through 8. It used to be given annually. Now, students are tested at 3 different checkpoints throughout the school year, along with an end-of-year summative test. This change, along with the state's reduction in academic standards, means a new scoring threshold must be set that determines who meets a standard or passes. Indiana Secretary of Education Katie Jenner says this was all done to better help students succeed.
To really understand where children are throughout the year so that we can, again, provide interventions, provide support to that student.
The results for iLearn and the state's early literacy test called iRead will all be released in August. I'm Caroline Beck in Indianapolis.
From teaching himself guitar as a kid to producing music from his home studio, Anthony Giraldi has spent a lifetime honing his craft. I spoke with the Fort Wayne musician about his creative process, the local music scene, and what's next for him. Joining me today is singer-songwriter, producer, and lifelong musician Anthony Giraldi. His music blends soul, R&B, and indie influences. Thanks for being here, Anthony.
Thanks for having me.
You describe yourself as a lifelong musician. What first sparked that passion?
A guitar laying around the house when I was probably 3 or 4. There's lots of pictures with me in front of the TV mimicking Garth Brooks live concerts, and just always had an interest in it, and you know, pursued it for the rest of my life since then.
So you're wearing two hats when you're creating, as a songwriter and as a producer. So when you're going to write, do you find yourself thinking more as a producer from the beginning?
Kind of the whole deal. I mean, when you record and write and produce just your own stuff at home, it typically starts with opening up, you know, your software and starting to record. And that's, you know, I'm rarely writing a song just sitting down with me and a guitar. I'm opening it up. I'm creating loops. You know, I'm chopping things back and forth, and then starting to kind of write vocal riffs and melodies, and then lyrics start to come in. So it's all over the place, really. But I think for me specifically, it's more of a producer mindset than it is like a songwriter mindset.
As a producer, you probably spend a lot of time making little small tweaks or little decisions that most of us listeners wouldn't notice. So what is a detail in your song Complacence, maybe a guitar part or harmony, in that mix that you would have them listen for?
You may not hear it, but in the beginning of the song, there's a drum fill that comes in to start the song. My mind, you build me face. And that was inspired from like a little drum loop that I had created, and I had my drummer Colin actually record the same exact fill. And I just layered the two together and sort of panned them back and forth really, really quickly from each other. So you may not hear it, but there's synthetic drums and acoustic drums playing the same fill at the same time. It's cool.
What would you tell another aspiring local artist about Fort Wayne's music community?
That's a good question. I mean, it would obviously be dependent on, you know, who the artist is and what they're looking to accomplish, but I think just get out there more than anything. Just get involved and just have fun. Like, the whole point of this is to have fun creating. Don't think about end goals. Just find people that you enjoy being around and then make music together. That's it.
And then looking ahead, what's next for you after Live and Local? Do you have any new music or upcoming projects you want to tell people about?
So my band, my other band, the Pinch Hitters, who some formation of that is going to be playing at this show. You know, it'll be a full band performance. We're straight ahead funk music. So it is like Prince meets Wolfpack, very, very funky stuff. We're going to be releasing a 4-song EP here before the end of the year. That's already, you know, pretty much baked. We're just waiting to put it out there. So looking forward to that. Other than that, you know, I've got 2 young kids at home, so I'm a family guy. So I just, you know, I'm just at home making music in the bedroom when I get a chance, and, you know, taking care of the little ones. So
that's so special.
Yeah, just about fun for me.
Do they just love getting to hear you play and stuff? Yeah. What do you like to play for them?
They'll be at the show, so they'll be probably singing all of my original songs. My 5-year-old specifically will be very involved. Aww. He's in my other band, the Pinch Hitters. He's in all of our live videos, so you'll see him in all of them, just kind of sitting in the back, like bobbing his head. And, yeah, so it'll be a
so
good time.
Sweet. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Anthony. We appreciate it. And yeah, we're all looking forward to the show.
Thank you. Me too. I'm Anthony Giraldi, and this is Complacence on WBOI. Sometimes composure only controls you. For me, it's the same thing every time. It ain't no question, I'm learning a lesson, extolling a memory from my mind. My mind, my mind, my mind.
tell me, face it, this complacence. I refuse to live my life blind, 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 blind. I need to get this out of the way. My love, you know me better. You know I can't keep running away. My love, you know me better. Out of the way, my love, you know me better. You know I can't keep running away. My love, you know me better, better. You know how you're feeling, it must be so healing. For me, I can barely recognize the stillness inside me, fulfillment residing. Outside of the normalcy, we find a sense of aggression, mistakes and regression. Baby, I promise you're still mine.
Find an extended version of this conversation at WBOI.org. And join us downtown this evening from 7 to 9 p.m. for Anthony's performance at Live and Local at the Landing. More news in a moment.
Support for WBOI comes from Heartland Sings, presenting their summer season, performing family-friendly music at Fort Wayne Parks, Sundays at 3 p.m. Heartland Sings, changing lives through song. Details at heartlandsings.org/events.
Here's what to know for today. The City of Fort Wayne invites the public to weigh in on downtown Fort Wayne's 10-year strategic plan called Make It Downtown, a plan for Fort Wayne's next decade. Volunteers from a number of area organizations will be canvassing neighborhoods on Fort Wayne's southeast side in an effort to better understand Allen County's low voter participation and encourage greater civic engagement. And the Republican candidate for Secretary of State is responding to accusations of illegal campaign contributions. That's who and what for Friday, July 31st. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great weekend.